Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. Greetings, loving viewers of Supreme Master Television, and welcome to our Shining World Awards program. Today we will have the honor of meeting two remarkable individuals who have each donated one of their precious kidneys to save a person previously unknown to them. First, we will talk to Mr. Christopher Dewing, an information technology or IT specialist, and find out how he came to know of 2-year-old Nathan Saavedra, who had been diagnosed with prune belly syndrome, a rare disorder that affects the urinary system.
My grandmother passed away when I was in high school, and I'd learned about organ donation there, and have, through the years, kind of felt like that kidney is something you could donate while you're alive, something I could do, and I never knew anyone who needed it. I read an article in the newspaper about Nathan and the condition he was in, and as a father of a toddler myself, I just hope and pray I'm never in a position where I'm helpless, and to see another parent helpless just really pulled at my heart and made me want to get involved.
And so did you have any reservations about this procedure?
Oh, yes. Obviously, I'm a father, I'm a husband, and contributor to a family, and a lot of unknowns going into surgery, recovery period, and everything. And just along the way, I kept my mind open. I decided that this was a gift I could make to somebody, and it seemed like whenever an obstacle came up, doors continued to get opened to allow that to move forward.
After many months of enduring medical testing to ensure organ compatibility, the final day came for the operation. Mr. Dewing described his emotions on that day and how people responded positively to his actions.
I was really nervous at the hospital. I said I'm going to let go and just let it, take its course, offered to help and gave my best effort, and it was real. It was very real. It was within an hour you're sedated and on the table. It was like no time to stop and think about it then. So that was a little unnerving. And then after it was over, the outpouring from people who I barely knew have proven to be some of the best friends I could have asked for. As it reaches other people, it touches other people, and I just feel more and more blessed to hear more and more people respond to it.
For Mr. Christopher Dewing's gift of his own healthy kidney to save another life, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored him with the Shining World Hero Award, which was presented by our association member.
Dear Mr. Dewing, it is with much pleasure and gratitude that we present to you the Shining World Hero Award. This award is presented in recognition of your extraordinary act of selfless benevolence and outstanding courage by donating one of your kidneys to a 2-year-old child, granting the young boy a new start to life and inspiring humanity towards unconditional love. You have made a significant difference to him, his family, and many others, as your story inspires others to do likewise. Heaven will forever remember and celebrate your heart-touching generosity and compassion for Nathan. God bless and thank you for uplifting our world with your saintly character and selflessness, for your outstanding altruism, sacrifice, and bravery, for your gracious and godly qualities, and for being a dedicated and noble role model. We hereby applaud and celebrate the heroic deeds of Mr. Christopher Dewing, Giver of Life. With great honor, love, and blessings, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Along with the award, Mr. Chris Dewing was also presented with a check for $1,000 to assist with his further recovery and medical needs. He was also gifted Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, along with a number of Supreme Master Ching Hai's DVDs. Mr. Chris Dewing expressed his gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's recognition and love.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for bringing attention and spotlighting good news as altruistic causes around the world. Often we do not get to hear stories like this, and Supreme Master TV bringing those to people around the globe is very appreciated. To me, having been in a position where so many people were coming to me saying, oh, it's a refreshing thing to see that kind of a message in today's world, to see what Supreme Master TV is doing, it's just been really touching for me. The good guys exist all over, I think.
Heaven bless you, Mr. Chris Dewing. We pray that you and little Nathan recover totally from the surgery, with bright and happy futures awaiting you. Let us now visit another recipient of the Shining World Compassion Award, Mr. Ricky Sisko.
I was on Facebook one night, and a post came up from a woman named Roxy, and she said that she was in need of a kidney for her husband. But what personally got to me was she said that she needed a type O, blood type O, and that's something that I was able to resonate with because I knew my blood type previously, and that's what got me to start looking into it, and I researched the process, and the more I learned about it, and the more comfortable I felt, and within about an hour, I had made a decision that it was something I could do, and I went ahead and sent her a message, and we met up and went from there, yeah.
Did you have any fear at all about your decision to donate a kidney?
Oh, yeah. I definitely had fear. I didn't know anything about the whole process or kidney donation, and the more I learned, the more I realized that there's Beaumont Hospital who's been doing it for a long time, and a lot of my fears were curbed initially, but there's always that what if. And but the whole process and meeting them and seeing how lovely these two people are and getting to know them really took the fear I had and turned it into something that was a lot more invigorating and joyful almost.
After overcoming his initial concerns, Mr. Sisko realized he was doing the right thing when he saw how meaningful his actions would be to others. What actually motivated Mr. Sisko to donate his kidney in the first place?
I had done an interview and I said I always wanted to be a hero, but I'm not very strong, so I had to find other ways of trying to do that. It's not every day an opportunity comes up where you can make a difference. When something like this comes along and you know right away that you are someone who can step up and do this, there's a certain weight that kind of pushes you through it and inspires you to you know face those fears and know that you know there's risks, but the payoff emotionally after is so amazing. I'm so much more happy now that I faced my fears and I did something that brought Jeff and Roxy into a place where they can have a normal life now and have kids. They're the most beautiful parents. So I went ahead and did it, and everything went perfect, and I couldn't be more happier. Yeah.
Several television channels were very interested in Mr. Ricky Sisko's connection through Facebook and subsequent altruistic action, and approached him for interviews. How does Mr. Sisko's example of kindness affect others?
All of a sudden I had CNN and all these people wanting interviews, because it happened over Facebook, and it was one of the first times social networking sort of bridged two people for a kidney donation. And so the story spread, and the coolest thing by far about it was it had a trickle effect. Other people started donating their kidney and helping out complete strangers over Twitter, Facebook. That was one of the coolest things I think that happened from this, was to help other people kind of, you know, step out and do something similar.
In his own way, Mr. Sisko also has noble and selfless plans to promote organ donation and share his own experience to inspire and encourage others to do the same.
I do stand-up comedy, and I like to interject my experience into that. Also, I'm going to be doing some speeches for like the National Kidney Foundation, and as kind of a go-to person for people who might be reserved or nervous about the experience.
For Mr. Sisko's unswerving devotion to the cause and his great altruism, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored him with the Shining World Compassion Award, presented by our association member.
With supreme selflessness, you have given the gift of life to another, someone you had yet to meet. Seeing a wife's online plea to save her husband's life, you were deeply touched and realized that you could be of some help. Mr. Sisko, your exemplary display of compassion and sharing shows that we are indeed one family under heaven's embrace, the family of humanity. You have built a bridge of love which shines eternally bright. Thank you for expanding kindness in our society. We truly wish Providence provides you everlasting health and happiness. For tenderly caring for a stranger in need, for bravely risking your own health and safety, for your godliness and humane goodness, we hereby applaud and celebrate the outstanding deeds of Mr. Ricky Sisko, model citizen and angel of mercy. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Mr. Sisko was also gifted with Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestsellers, DVDs, as well as a check for $1,000 for extra vitamins to regain his strength and for a speedy recovery from the surgery. He was very thankful for the recognition and conveyed his sincere appreciation.
I just want to thank you for this opportunity. It's really amazing to be here with you all, and I'm excited. You guys really do amazing things. I'm really glad to have heard of you. I'm honored to be honored by you. Everything you do is absolutely amazing. I appreciate the gifts and the books. I'm excited to learn more about you, and I'm just really grateful. So thank you so much, Supreme Master Ching Hai, and hopefully one day I'll get to know more about you and maybe meet you. So thank you.
Our heartfelt appreciation, Mr. Ricky Sisko, for your selfless act and ongoing encouragement of others. May the heavens continue to smile on you and Mr. Kurz, bringing much joy and benediction to your lives. Generous viewers, thank you for your company on this program. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May we all feel united by the love of the divine.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.